Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio on this second day of December 2012. This, my friend, is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Come on now and be glad in it. Hello there, friend. It's Joey Kroll with you. And if you are somewhat new to Sunday worship is a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragements. That's right, we try to saturate it in the Word of God. So, I don't know about you, but I have so much turkey left over. Well, actually not that much, but enough to think I'm so tired of turkey. Thanksgiving was a couple of weeks ago, and just we still got turkey. We finally finished up that cranberry sauce just the other day. In fact, we had two Thanksgivings, so that's why we have so much leftovers. And hey, praise God, we got food. Amen? Praise God. So, hey, today here on Sunday Worship, we are going to be focusing on Luke chapter 1. Of course, here on Great News Radio, we're playing wall-to-wall Christmas music. So I thought, since we're in the Christmas music season and mood, let's focus on Luke chapter 1, where the angel of the Lord visited Mary. So we're going to be focusing on that scripture, Luke chapter 1, for the remainder of this program. So hey, call up a couple of friends and invite them to listen in on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Cold and weary,
Sunday worship on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll spending some time here with you on this first weekend of December 2012. And today, we're obviously playing Christmas music, but also we are going to be focusing on Luke chapter 1. In Luke chapter 1, verse 26 says, "In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him a throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." So here was this young lady, Mary, who must have been 15, 16 years old at the time, and an angel came to her and told her that the Lord is with you. And I was really pondering on that the Lord is with you. You are highly favored. I would be so encouraged if the angel came to me and said, "Joey, greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Yes, you know, you and I have the Holy Spirit, but just the fact, hearing it from a messenger of God, reminding me that I am favored and the Lord God is with me, would just blow my mind. I would feel overwhelmed with love. And the angel gave her some instructions. "Hey, this is what's going to happen. You're going to be conceived and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus, and he will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. His kingdom will never, ever end." And I was just wondering, what was Mary thinking? Well, after just, was she overwhelmed? Was she numb? Was she, what was going through her mind? But the angel told her, this is what's going to happen. This is God's plan for your life. Friend, I just want to encourage you as we focus on this text here, that God has a plan for your life. This is an adorable song. I love it. The Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and Happy Birthday, Jesus. I love it. It's one of my favorites right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Hello there. My name is Joey Krill, focusing on Luke chapter 1. We left off where the angel came to Mary and said, hey, you are highly favored. Don't be afraid. You will give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. His kingdom will never, ever end. And after hearing that message, the response that Mary had in verse 34 was, how will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. Then the angel answered her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One will be born, the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. So no word from God will ever fail. And I love Mary's response. She says, I am the Lord's servant. Mary answered, may your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. Friend, there is so much in this passage here. It is amazing. After hearing what was going to happen, hey, you're going to give birth to the Son of God. And it said that she was a little confused. You know, how could this be since I'm a virgin? And the angel went into details on how it will happen. And then Mary's response, don't miss this. Mary's response, even though she was confused and it didn't make sense, it did not connect, she said, I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. So in other words, God, I don't understand this, but you are God and I am your servant. May you have your way. Friend, is that how you respond to situations in your life? Is that how you respond when God tells you to do something that you really don't want to do? Do you say, God, I'm not going to do it. That person doesn't deserve it. Or why should I give that amount of money? Or why should I go pursue this? I don't want to do that. And I don't want to say I'm sorry. Or are you going to reply the same way Mary did? I am your servant, God. May your word to me be fulfilled. May I do what you've asked me to do. As we celebrate this Christmas season, I pray that you focus on your relationship with the Lord Jesus and ask him how you can be a better servant of the living God. That's right. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Hello there. It's Joey Curl focusing on Luke chapter 1 today. As the angel was speaking to Mary, the angel said, "Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month." I love that because it reminds me that our God is able, that our God is big enough. Our God is actually bigger than the biggest big enough, if that makes any sense. Our God is able. The neat thing about being a Christian, friend, is that we have somebody greater than anybody who has the final say in our life. Friend, I want to encourage you today, if you are dealing with the bondage or chains of depression or an addiction or just whatever it may be that's just holding you down, I just want to let you know that our God is big enough. Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll. I pray that you are enjoying your weekend. I pray that you are enjoying the wall-to-wall Christmas music here on Great News Radio. To find out more about this radio ministry, take a look at our website. Yeah, it's greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. yeah, that's one of my favorites. This time of the year, Carol of the Bells, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and I do encourage you, as we've been focusing on Luke chapter 1, to take a look at the Christmas story. There's a lot of stuff out there that is not biblical when it comes to the Christmas story, so I just encourage you to take a look at some of the scriptures that pertains to the birth of Christ and really what Christmas is all about. Highly encourage you to get into the Word of God. Check out the book of Luke. I know Matthew covers some of that as well. Take a look at the Christmas story because it is the true story of what Christmas is all about. Well, friend, I pray that you enjoy the rest of your weekend. As you're out and about this week, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.